Day 4. The Illusion of Not Moving Forward. Mark chapter 9, verse 2. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain, apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. I was standing in the hangar bay on the JFK during one of our replenishments at sea with the USS Seattle. This is a normal evolution that takes place every few days. Both ships, positioned side by side, were traveling about 15 knots. The Seattle, though not as big as the JFK, is still quite large. As I looked at this mammoth ship keeping pace alongside, I thought my eyes were deceiving me. We were moving, and so was the Seattle. But from the hangar bay, it looked as though we were standing still. From my vantage point, we seemed to be tied to the pier, not moving at all. I walked back and forth in the bay, going left to right, and then back again to get a better view. Nothing changed. Needing a better perspective, I went higher to improve my perspective. How amazed I was at what I was able to see from up high. Jesus understood the need for better positioning as it relates to perspective. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, Jesus took his disciples to a high mountain apart. There, they were privy to sights that were not available to those who did not have the benefit of their lofty perspective. When we need to better understand the things of God, we should go up high. Remember, when my vision is constrained by movement, I cannot feel or even see. Take me higher, Lord. Draw me closer, nearer, God, to Thee. Only then can I see beyond the troubles that were, indeed, always there. Their solution now made plain by the comfort of your care. Questions to consider. Why does perspective change when we go up high? What hinders us from making treks to the mountaintop? Reflection for the day. Consider the joy of being in the presence of the Lord.